Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
Benedict Arnold was angry. A very accomplished officer in the Revolutionary Army, he kept getting passed over for promotion. So when he was transferred to West Point in 1780, he solicited a bribe to surrender the fort to the British. So began America's first and most famous case of treason, a word very much in the news these days. A congressional committee is holding hearings on an alleged attempt to overturn the 2020 election and, some folks say, democracy itself. Can't get more treasonous than that. Except, this whole treason thing is squishy. Oh, the Constitution's pretty specific, you know, giving aid and comfort to the enemy can get you the death penalty or 5 years and a $10,000 fine. Congress in a few states have added statutes on espionage, sabotage, and other treason-like offenses. But these aren't used much. Since Benedict Arnold's day, only about 40 citizens have been tried for treason. They include ex-Vice President Aaron Burr for stealing part of the Louisiana Purchase. He was acquitted. Also, a Japanese-American woman known as Tokyo Rose for anti-U.S. broadcasts in World War II. She served 6 years and was pardoned. Espionage cases are easier, like the one against Julius and Ethel Rosenberg for stealing nuclear secrets. They were executed in 1953. But this week's hearings aren't about foreign spies, just a former president accused of trying too hard to stay in office. Unless the committee digs up proof that he actually helped organize the January 6th attack on the Capitol, he might walk. By the way, Congress does not indict. That's the job of the Justice Department, which tends to avoid treason cases, though it could get him for a lesser offense like conspiracy, wire fraud, or obstructing Congress. These felonies carry a ban on running for office, but they sound too ordinary to earn our ex-president the kind of immortality he no doubt craves. Benedict Arnold was never charged with treason, or even arrested. The Constitution wasn't written yet, and he escaped across British lines. He lived out his days as a failed and bitter businessman in England and then Canada, where he was widely reviled. Revulsion. That may be the only penalty our former president receives. Of course, for proud egotists like him and Benedict Arnold, that may be the worst punishment. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.